teachings on the mind training through compassion, which is actually the teaching given by the great Mahasiddha Virupa. So the history of Virupa is actually he was born as a prince in the eastern part of India, and his father, the king, his name is called the Golden Wheel. And then the son, the prince, when the prince was born, the prince was also named after as a silver wheel. And when the prince was first born, that he possessed a very special qualities. It's very different from ordinary person. He has naturally full of love and compassion and respecting to the elders and kind-hearted to the poor and needy ones, and especially has a great intention or great desire to practice Dharma. And so as he grown up, he realized that the samsara has no essence, no real pleasure or the happiness. So from a very young age that he renounced, though he was a prince, but he renounced and he became a monk. And he did stayed in the temple and he studied the scriptures. And then in order to further his studies, that it is important, he felt that it is necessary to travel from the eastern part of India to the central part of India. And at that time, there were two great, very famous Buddhist monastic universities or the monastic institutions. Those two were Bikkaramalasila and Nalanda, the monastery. Two are the most important. And so then he came to the Nalanda monastery, and then under a great abbot that he studied for many, many years and become very, very learned. And then also from the abbot that he received the Vajrayana teachings on the Sri Chakra Sambhara, and he practiced quietly at night time. He practiced the Chakra Sambhara, and during the daytime he was doing giving teachings and debating and the composing through the activities of the scholarly activities that he helped thousands and thousands of monks and devotees. But since he is just kind of secretly at night time he's practicing the Sri Chakra Sambhara highest meditations, and he was expecting to have a certain science or certain accomplishment. But after many years that he did not have any significant signs. Instead that he have many inauspicious signs, and many even in the dreams and as well as in the actual experience, that he had very many inauspicious signs. And then he felt maybe that I do not have a karmic connection with the Vajrayana teachings, and so he wished to discontinue the Vajrayana teachings. So he gave up the practice, and he wished to devote the remaining part of his life in the scholarly and Mahayana practice, scholarly activities as well as the the Mahayana meditations. But on that very night, then in his dream, the blue lady appeared and said, "My son, what you did is not right. It is not that you do not have the karmic connection with the Vajrayana path, and I am your karmic linked deity, and I will accept you as my disciples, and I will give you the attainments." And then he continued, and the very night again the deities appeared in person and gave the necessary empowerments and instructions, so that within 1 week that he already accomplished up to the sixth bhumi stages. And so he has already now gone beyond the worldly path and already reached the sixth bhumi stage, that he needs to now, the time is ripening to act extraordinary, beyond our common perception. So he left the monastery, and he became, instead of abbot, the monastery abbot, that he became Mahasiddha, and through his enormous miracles that he have propagated the Buddha Dharma and benefited the sentient beings. And so his main teaching, of course, main teaching is the Lamde teaching, which is the root of the Lamde teaching's text, which is known as Vajra verses. And so that is one, and his main deity is that. But then he had another practice, and this, this is called also, so in other words, that he gave, in a way, two Pitta instructions. One is the Vajra verses, which is the Lamde teaching's main or the root text. And another one is called the inactivity. Inactivity or the inactive Vajra verses. So in this inactive Vajra verses, which has actually main part of the teaching, is about the Vajrayana, the secret tantra, secret tantric teachings. But as a preliminary part of this, has a special mind training instruction related with the compassion, in conjunction with the compassion. So now that part, not the full Vajra verses, but the other Vajra verses. Inactivity, Vajra versus the preliminary part, the mind training in conjunction with the compassion part is taken out and given as a preliminary teachings. So now to give this teaching, of course, whenever you receive teaching, the very first thing is to create the right motivation, because the motivations makes the different levels of the spiritual path. Many people just come for the listening to the dharmas out of curiosity, out of gaining knowledge, or out of just without any sort of main purpose of the motivations. So the such action is not right. And some people come to receive teachings just to overcome the obstacles of this life. because we have many shortcomings in our life, like ill health and